This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, is the U.S. dollar still very secure as the world's reserve currency?
No. And in 2025, for example, the euro has gone up 12 to 13% in value against the dollar. There's a headline from this month. Can the euro challenge the dollar as the world's reserve currency? It says, some investors are turning to the euro as a hedge against U.S. political and fiscal instability. They say the dollar's pullback offers strategic opening for the euro, which remains the world's second most held reserve currency. It says euro bonds, digital euro, and global trade could be key drivers that strengthen the global position of the euro. It says, even though for 8 decades, the U.S. dollar has served as the best backbone of global finance, this is happening. Things are changing. People want to deal with other currencies, and central banks from China to Brazil are reducing their dollar holdings, as well as having record U.S. debts is scaring these people. And the European Union says if they can maintain economic stability and do various reforms, the euro could gradually expand to basically take over. And says the European Union is not waiting for these things to happen. They're working on the digital euro backed by the European Central Bank. So it shouldn't be insolvent. It's going to provide monetary and strategic autonomy, reduce dependence on non-European payments systems, such as U.S. credit card companies and U.S. big tech wallets. And then the article concludes with, U.S. President Donald Trump trade wars are weakening trade ties between the United States and traditional allies and partners. And this presents, quote, a unique opportunity for the euro area to strengthen its role and share in world trade. Now, notice that they mentioned China and Brazil because they're part of a bloc called BRICS. Now, earlier, Bloomberg asserted that there's an alternative to the dollar, and it's the euro. And it says President Trump's mission to restructure the world is affecting this. Then they say there are alternative monies in the world, and the best of them is the euro. For Europe to enjoy some privileges that belong to the U.S. alone for decades, the euro doesn't have to become the preeminent global currency, and the dollar doesn't have to fall from grace like the sterling did over the first half of the 20th century when the British Empire unraveled.
What else has been going on with the euro?
Well, Euro News reported that four more countries, Albania, Moldova, Montenegro, and North Macedonia, are joining the European Union's SEPA scheme. Now, SEPA stands for the Single European Payment Area. And they've been adding countries to this. And in a speech when she was in the Western Balkans, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen praised Albania's membership in SEPA as a concrete example of financial integration with the European Union.
So is the primary reason these countries have become part of the SEPA payment system is to become members of the European Union?
That's part of the reason for some of the countries, but another reason is to push aside the dominance of the U.S. dollar. The aim of SEPA is to improve the efficiency of cross-border payments, and they're all done in euros. Now, there's a bunch of countries that are part of SEPA that are not in the European Union. Andorra, Iceland, Monaco, Norway, Switzerland, UK, Serbia, for example. But if you include all the ones that are doing this, you've got, includes Vatican City that use the euro, that's actually a total of 41 nations that are part of SEPA.
Well, even with 41 countries, many of which are small, would they really be considered a threat to the U.S. dollar's hegemony?
Well, they represent 550 million people.
Okay.
Now, in the last century, the Church of God published that most Americans were asleep at the switch of what's happening over in Europe. And he said a union surpassing the United States in economic strength was going to form. And it will get a single currency, a currency so strong that it will replace the U.S. dollar as a kingpin currency of world trade. And that was published back in 1971. Now, as it turns out, since that came out, Europe does have its own currency. Many people consider it the logical replacement of the U.S. dollar for world trade, particularly because of U.S. sanctions and trade policies. And in Lamentations chapter 1 warns about the United States being betrayed by friends who become enemies. Now, most of these nations, 41 nations that are using SEPA, if not all of them, used to primarily use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade. Now, amongst themselves, no, they use the euro. And, you know, they want the euro to become a viable alternative to the U.S. dollar. Head of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, said the ongoing changes that are happening right now are a global euro moment. And she says, so Europe also needs to have more military strength to back this up. In addition to that, the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said, we need European independence for the United States as the next major European project. And that would mean a leading role in the global economy of tomorrow.
Does the EU have any plans on how to go about taking on a leading role in the global economy of tomorrow?
Yeah, the director of the European Department of the International Monetary Fund, Paul Thompson, declared that Europe is working on making this happen. Rightly or wrongly, he said the United States benefits from this exorbitant privilege it's got. And with an increased role, the euro could deal with this because they've got a large area that they deal with. And you've got the European Union, who in total has bigger GDP than the United States. And to say basically Europe needs to become more than just a monetary union, it also needs to become more of a political union. And he says that the enhancing the global role of the euro is a welcome byproduct of changes needed to make the euro work better for Europe and the European Union. And basically, in many ways, because Donald Trump has made Europe and its currency more attractive on the world scene.
Is how did President Trump help the euro?
Because his tariffs and sanctions and threats of more tariffs and sanctions are causing more nations to turn away from the United States and look toward each other. Now, you've got, for example, I mentioned a group called BRICS. Now, they've expanded to 20 countries. They got 10 members and 10 partners. They make up 44% of the world's gross domestic product, 56% of the global population. Now, if you add the people who are in SEPA, that gives you 5 billion people, which is 62.5% of the world's population. Oh. And also, I mentioned BRICS, this group. Mm-hmm. Well, the former and now current president of Brazil, Luiz da Silva, he even claimed that eliminating U.S. dollar as reserve currency status was actually one of the reasons that the BRIC alliance formed in the first place. And they've been trying to stop to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade. But the problem is they don't trust each other either. And the euro actually has more trust. Now, as far as Donald Trump goes, he threatened the BRICS alliance to not come up with a currency that could bypass the U.S. dollar. But I warned when he said that that's going to get them to actually want to do it. And that is what they're trying to do. And in December of last year, one of the warnings I said to look at for 2025 was U.S. dollar dominance will decrease. And then I said, consider the following curse of the book of Leviticus. I will break the pride of your power. Leviticus 26, verse 19.
What does that mean? I will break the pride of your power. And what does that have to do with the U.S.?
Well, that undoubtedly includes military and economic possibilities. Consider that the United States dollar is the pride of the United States. It's backed by nothing, and it's actually the United States' biggest export. It's a prideful thing, and it does project U.S. power around the world. Now, debt and other issues and sanctions have given nations motivations to work to dethrone the U.S. dollar. The economy of the United States has been financed to a great degree by foreigners willing to provide goods to the U.S. on credit as well as the United States profiting from the rest of the world trade that is dollar-based. And when the U.S. dollar ceases to become the world's primary currency, that's going to foster massive inflation. And it's going to cause you, things are going to cost the United States a lot more. Now, there was an article that was published a while back that says, what will happen to the U.S. economy if the dollar is no longer the reserve currency? It says, what happens if U.S. Treasury bills lose their attraction as reserve instruments? Well, interest rates are going to go up a lot. It becomes more expensive to buy imported goods, et cetera. And this is this would be devastating to the U.S. economy. It's going to be much worse than people imagine. In the Bible, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, God warns about a power that loses up pledges to itself. Pledges in modern times would be things like treasury bills. And said, we'll let your creditors rise up against you and take you over. And so that's in the Bible. Habakkuk wrote that about 2,400 years ago. And the United States is the most indebted nation of all time. This, by the way, was not a prophecy about the tiny little nation of Israel. They don't have much debt, especially to unfriendly nations, but the United States does. The time's going to come, the U.S. dollar will be dethroned, and this will inflict great pain. Now, you've got the European Union with the SEPA stuff. You got the BRICS nations. Then you got these other places. You got Iran, Venezuela, North Korea. They want to dethrone the U.S. dollar, too. The United States has been gambling with its currency for many years through its policies and sanctions and using it as a weapon. They think they can get away with it, but one day they're not going to. And as I mentioned before, the BRICS nations, they want to ditch the dollar. What about Europe? Well, they're mad at the United States for many reasons, including Donald Trump, trade issues, and all the rest. But dethroning the U.S. dollar will cause massive economic problems for the United States, much more than anyone believes. The standard of living in the United States has been raised or subsidized for many years because of the status of the U.S. dollar. That status is weakening. This ultimately is going to severely hurt the United States.
Just how much longer does the United States dollar have before it is dethroned?
We're not sure. It could happen, though, I think within the next 4 to 7 years, particularly as the European Union is increasing in size and its financial footprint. By the way, it wants all the Balkan states to be part of it, and some of them aren't in SEPA yet, but I think they're also using the currency. Now, it's still going to take time for the U.S. dollar to be fully dethroned, but I believe gold and the Europeans are going to be involved. One of the purposes of coming up with the euro in the first place was to eliminate or reduce the need for European nations to use U.S. dollars for trade. And that has absolutely happened. And don't think that the United States will not one day, that Europeans will not one day support the complete toppling of the United States, as well as the United States itself, which we can read in Daniel 11:39. Anyway, to summarize, the euro is up 12 to 13% against dollar this year. And U.S. debt policies are weakening the value of the U.S. dollar. The Trump administration's sanctions, tariff, and trade policies are driving nations away. You've got the BRICS group that was partially formed to get around this. You got now 41 nations with SEPA for Europe. And you know, we know the Bible talks about the rise of Europe as the end-time Babylonian trade power. And this is helping to get it there. And that's not going to end well for the United States or its dollar. After the U.S. dollar is gone, the Bible shows that Europe will dominate international trade and finance, and this is going to involve gold as well. So whether or not they use the euro or something else, I think they're going to have at least a gold-backed implied currency. The end of U.S. dollar dominance is coming. There are many unintended consequences of Donald Trump's statements and practices, including what will happen to U.S. dollar.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.